We, you know, and they don't have any ideas of altitude sickness. They don't have any ideas of that they get sick when they walk faster, you know. They are lay pilgrims, you know. They want to go up as quickly as possible. Even they think that if they cannot walk, if they are sick, they have done some course in their lives. Yeah, so that they want to go faster and as fast as they can. Even they walk from Dhunche, which is 2,800 meter, to 4,380 meter one day. Many people get sick severely, you know, some people die. Yeah. Considering these things, and HRA decided to run a medical camp at Gosaikunda. So we have been running this medical camp for the last 12 years.
A Nepali doctor
purely helping Nepalese, you know. We don't charge any money to the sick people, you know. We do for free, you know. We have a Nepalese doctors, a team of like 5-7 people, and we go up to the lake and we just set a camp, medical camp, and we provide medical facilities. And I been there for a couple of times to set up the clinic in the initial days, you know. So it's pretty doing very, very good job helping save the life of the people, you know. We see very, very seriously sick people, and we give them oxygen, we put them into gamma bag, and we send them down, you know. Yeah, it is very difficult to convince people to go down. They don't want to go down, you know.
Right.
What they said is they really want to go take a holy dip into the lake. They don't care about altitude sickness, you know. One time, you know, I was there to, I was the coordinator for these doctors, and you know, and there was one very sick people, very almost unconscious, you know, and we gave him dexamethasone shot, you know, and we tried to convince him to go down, bring down. He was a little bit, he was not unconscious, but he could understand something, you know. And it was very difficult to convince him to go down. But finally, you know, and we convinced him, and I leave the doctor at the lake, and I just went by myself bringing down, because I didn't wanted to let him to somewhere midway. He may be even sicker, you know. So I just wanted to make him go all the way down until he get much better, you know. So myself and some other army people, some local people carry him on the stretcher, you know. I was taking him down, and after walking 1 hour, and I see there was an old man. He was like taking a stick, a little bit bent, you know, and he was walking up, and he see the man on the stretcher, and the old man asked, who is this man, you know? And the man in the stretcher, he just took his head up, you know. And actually they were the son and father, and he was the son, he was on the stretcher, you know. Dad went slower, and his dad was so surprised, you know, to see his son on the stretcher, you know. And the son said to his father, hey father, actually I'm very sick, I'm going down. And his father, you know, hit by the stick. Hey, you bad boy, why you are going down? You have to go and take a holy dip into the lake. You have done some course in your life. Oh no, you can't go down. You go up, you know. And finally, I was able to convince his father, you know. Hey, father, actually, he was a very, very sick. We're helping him. Don't worry. He will get better when you go down, and he will come back again. Don't worry about him. You go up, and after he get better, and he will come again. So that his father was convinced, you know. Anyway, this Gosaikunda is a lake where every summertime in festival called Janai Purnima, more than 10-15,000 people go to take a holy dip into the lake, you know.